Good morning. Last time I said that I was bullish on the dollar, and that was about 2 weeks ago, and we saw a break of the previous resistance, the top in September, 104.32, and the price rose to 104.64. And because of the daily indicators, MACD, stochastics, and DMI, they are all pointing to for a higher dollar. My recommendation was to buy the dollar on pullback to 103.50, and the low that we saw was 103.17, and subsequently dollar went up to 105.53 last Friday. My target was 105 30.50 area. So it looks like that the price action is unfolding as per my previous forecast. And with the daily technical indicators, as you can see from the daily chart, they are still rising. So suggesting that we're going to see further gains in the coming days. But having said that, last Friday's high, a 3 month high made in New York at 105.53, the high was accompanied by bearish divergences on the hourly indicators. So to me, there's an even chance that we have seen a temporary high, and perhaps we are going to see more consolidation ahead of tomorrow's Fed announcement. Even though that everybody that I've come into contact with think that the Fed is going to remain unchanged on its policy until December's FOMC meeting. So, because of that, the dollar will consolidate in the next few days. That's because the dollar majors elsewhere show that it's the dollar's weakness across the board. So, I think that Friday's high will hold in the next few days. So, we're going to see a pullback probably towards 104 figure 10 area before we see further gains on the dollar. So strategy again for this week is still to buy dollar on dips. 104.10 would be my entry level, and the upside, I think that I would expect dollar to move higher towards the 105.80 to 106 area, and upside I think 106.50 will hold for the week. So that's my take on the dollar for this week. Now let's look at the weekly chart. You can see that in the last 6 weeks, dollar has been rising in 5 out of these 6 weeks, suggesting that the trend is still going higher for the dollar. So the next upside target with the indicators turning higher would be the so-called reaction high at 107.49. So if we break that, then the outlook would turn even more bullish because this will indicate that the downtrend, which started last year at 125.86, that's a near 13-year high on the dollar, and we're going to see a retracement of this entire decline from 125.86 to 99 even. And the minimum of 38.2% retracement of this move is 109.26. Let's call it 109 and a quarter. So looks like that the strategy for now is to buy dollar on dips in anticipation of such a move. And on the downside, if we close below 103.17, then I will review my bullish outlook on the dollar then. So that's my take on the dollar longer term then. Thank you.